Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I've been driving for Domino's for about 8 months when I had a delivery that made me quit. At 19, I thought I'd seen everything. Drunk college kids, sketchy apartment complexes, people answering the door in their underwear. But I was wrong. It was a Tuesday night, which was unusual because Tuesdays were normally dead. Most weeks I'd spend more time folding boxes in the back than actually driving. But that particular Tuesday in October, we got slammed around 9 p.m. Some youth soccer tournament had just ended, and suddenly everyone in town wanted breadsticks and wings. My manager, Rick, this perpetually stressed guy in his 30s who had been temporarily managing the store for 6 years, handed me 3 orders at once. The first two were normal. An apartment complex near campus, and a house maybe 10 minutes south.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The third order caught my attention because of the delivery instructions. Don't ring the doorbell, it read. Knock 3 times only. Baby sleeping. Fair enough, I'd seen weirder notes. I loaded up my beat-up Honda Civic with the warming bags and headed out. The first two deliveries went fine. The college kids tipped in crumpled singles, and the family with the newborn seemed grateful I'd followed the instructions. That left the third house, way out on Riverside Drive. Almost 25 minutes from the store. The order was for 2 large pizzas and an order of cinnamon twists. $34.50 total. I'd driven past Riverside Drive before, but never actually down it. It ran parallel to the river for about 2 miles before dead-ending at an old paper mill. The houses out there were spaced far apart, separated by overgrown lots and chain-link fences. My headlights caught the reflection of animal eyes in the darkness, probably possums or raccoons. The GPS showed I was getting close, but I almost missed the address. There was no mailbox, just faded numbers spray-painted on a tree trunk. I turned down a gravel driveway that curved through dense woods for what felt like forever before opening up to a clearing. The house looked abandoned. Every window was dark except for a blue flickering light on the second floor. Probably a TV. An old pickup truck sat in the driveway, covered in mud and pine needles, like it hadn't moved in months. I grabbed the pizzas and walked up the porch, my shoes crunching on dead leaves. The whole place smelled like wet wood and something else. Something sweet and rotten that I couldn't identify. I remembered the instructions. Knock 3 times. No doorbell. I knocked once, twice, 3 times. Nothing happened. I waited, checking my phone. No service out here, naturally. I was about to knock again when I heard footsteps inside.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Heavy, deliberate footsteps that seemed to circle the first floor before finally approaching the door. The man who answered was probably in his 60s, rail thin with a graying beard that reached his chest. He wore overalls with no shirt underneath. Despite the October chill, his eyes were bloodshot and watery. "Pizza," I said, holding up the bags. As he reached for his wallet, I could see past him into his dimly lit living room. The blue glow from upstairs cast just enough light for me to make out a dark figure sitting on the sofa, completely motionless, just sitting there in the shadows, watching us. My stomach dropped, but I tried to keep my expression neutral. The old man pulled out a flip phone, the kind nobody had used since 2010. "You need to take a picture," he said. "I'm sorry?" "Of me, with the pizzas. My daughter wants proof I'm eating. He held out his phone toward me, but something about the whole situation made my skin crawl. The figure on the sofa hadn't moved an inch. Actually, I can use my phone, I said quickly, the words tumbling out. I'll just send it to the number on the delivery order.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Faster that way. I needed to get this done and get out of there. He hesitated, then shrugged. Fine. Make sure you get the pizzas in the shot. I pulled out my phone with shaking hands, trying to appear casual. He took the pizza boxes from me and held them up, positioning himself in the doorway. I raised my phone and was about to take the picture when I realized something was wrong. The image on the screen showed my own face. I'd forgotten to switch the camera from selfie mode. And behind me, reflected in the front-facing camera, was a man, standing maybe 3 feet back, holding a baseball bat, mid-swing. I didn't think, I just dropped. The bat whooshed over my head so close I felt the air move. I heard it crack against the doorframe as I scrambled forward on my hands and knees. Then I found my footing and sprinted toward the car. Behind me, I heard the old man yelling something, but I didn't stop to listen. My hands fumbled with the keys as footsteps pounded across the gravel behind me. I got the doors open, threw myself inside, and hit the locks. The man with the bat, younger, maybe 30s, wearing dark clothes, slammed his fist against my window as I jammed the key into the ignition. The engine turned over, and I floored it in reverse, then forward, rocks spraying everywhere as I fishtailed down that driveway. In the rearview mirror, I saw both of them standing there in my taillights, the old man and the younger one, just watching me go. I didn't slow down until I hit the main road, and even then I kept checking my mirrors, convinced I'd see headlights following me. Back at the store, Rick asked why I looked so pale and why there was a dent in my car. I told him someone needed to remove that Riverside address from the system immediately. When he pressed for details, I just told him to do it. I quit 2 days later. Couldn't shake the thought that kept running through my mind on an endless loop. If my camera hadn't been in selfie mode, if I hadn't seen that reflection, I'd be dead. Or worse. Sometimes I wonder what they would have done with me, whether anyone would have found my car on that property. Or if it would have just disappeared like I'm sure others had before me.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Last I heard, they still deliver out to Riverside Drive. They've gone through 5 drivers since I left. None of them stay longer than a month. I hope they're just smarter than I was. I hope they quit for all the right reasons. But part of me wonders if they've all made it out at all. I was 22 when this happened. I'd been working at a Chinese takeout spot called Golden Dragon for about a year and a half, mostly to cover rent and keep gas in my car while I figured out what I wanted to do with my life. It wasn't glamorous work. He took the orders over the phone, bagged them up when the kitchen was done, and then drove them to wherever they needed to go. Easy enough. The only real variable was the people. Most deliveries were uneventful. Apartment complexes, suburban houses, and the occasional office building doing a late lunch. People would answer the door, hand you some cash, and close the door before you even made it back to your car. The interactions that lingered were rarely the good kind. This particular delivery was on a Tuesday in late October. Not Halloween, nothing like that. Just a regular Tuesday. The kind of night where the sky gets dark fast and the temperature drops hard. The trees had mostly lost their leaves by then. Everything just looked bare and exposed. The order was a decent-sized one. 2 entrees, a quart of wonton soup, and an order of egg rolls. Enough food for 3 or 4 people. The address was on the far edge of our delivery zone, out near a part of town developed in the 80s that had never quite kept up with itself. One of those cul-de-sacs where every house looks the same, but in a tired way, not a tidy way. I pulled up to the address and noticed right away that there was no car in the driveway. The porch light was off. Almost every light in the house was off. Except for this faint flickering glow from a front room window, television light, the blue-gray pulse that you can spot from a block away, I grabbed the bag, went up to the door, and knocked. Nothing.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Rang the bell. Nothing. I knocked again. Harder. And from somewhere inside the house, I heard a woman's voice. It was weak and strained, like she'd been crying or was in pain. She said she had hurt her knee, said she couldn't make it to the door, and asked if I could just come in and leave the food on the kitchen counter. Said the door was open. I pushed on it and it swung without any resistance. The first thing I noticed was the smell. Stale cigarette smoke, and something else underneath it, something almost sour. The TV was on in the living room to my left. A talk show with the volume turned down so low I could barely make it out. There was nobody sitting in front of it. I called out that I was going to leave the food right inside the door. The woman's voice came again, further back in the house than I expected. She said the kitchen was just a little further in. She'd really appreciate it if I just set it down in there. And that's when something shifted. It wasn't one single thing I could point to. It was several small things I'd been registering in the background and suddenly moved to the front of my mind all at once. The food order was big enough for a small gathering, but she described herself as home alone, with a bad knee. The voice didn't sound naturally pained. It sounded careful, like someone making a deliberate effort to sound a certain way. And the house was almost completely dark, not I didn't bother turning on the lights dark. Every room I could see was dark, including the kitchen hallway she was directing me toward. People with hurt knees don't wander their houses in the dark. I set the big bag down right there in the entryway and said loudly, loud enough for anyone in the house to hear, "I'll leave it right here for you, ma'am. You're all set." I was already backing up as I said it. And that's when I heard the footsteps. They were coming from the back of the house, from the direction of her voice. But they weren't the slow, careful steps of someone nursing an injury. They were heavy and fast, with the rhythm of someone who had been waiting. I didn't wait around to see where they were going. I turned, walked straight out the front door, closed it behind me. I was back in my car in under 10 seconds. I locked the doors and watched the front of the house. The door didn't reopen. Nobody came outside. The TV kept throwing its pale light against the curtains. I drove back to the restaurant. When I got there, I told my manager what happened. She called the number on the order. It rang 5 times and went to voicemail.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
One of those default automated greetings with no name attached. She left a message. Nobody called back. No complaints. No nothing. The order had been placed over the phone and listed as a cash on delivery. So there was no card on file. No name. No digital trail. Since I'd left without collecting anything, it just sat there as an uncompleted order. And that was the end of it officially. I'd mostly pushed it out of my mind by the end of that week. When one of the other drivers mentioned the story to a friend who lived in that area, his friend recognized the address immediately. The woman who had owned that house had moved into an assisted living facility 2 months prior. The house had been sitting vacant since then, waiting on the family to deal with the estate. According to his friend, the neighbors had noticed activity around the property in recent weeks. A light on here and there, a shadow behind a window, and had been meaning to call someone about it. Squatters, they figured. That part I could have maybe rationalized. People squat in empty houses. But here's what I kept coming back to. Someone in that house had placed a food delivery order to that address. They were capable of using a telephone. They'd thought through the cash on delivery detail. No card, no digital trail. And instead of just answering the door, a woman's voice directed me specifically to walk deeper into a completely dark, vacant house while someone with heavy footsteps waited in the back. That wasn't desperation. That was a plan. I don't know what they intended once I was far enough inside. Maybe it was some kind of prank. But I think about those footsteps a lot. The weight of them. The speed. The way they started moving before I'd even finished my sentence. Like whoever it was had already decided they were done waiting. I quit the delivery job about 6 weeks later. I told myself it was because I'd found something better, which was partially true. But I thought about that dark hallway every single time I picked up a delivery bag after that night. And some things just stop being worth the hourly rate. I've told this story to exactly 3 people. My mom, my best friend, and a therapist I saw twice before deciding that talking about it just meant reliving it. And reliving it wasn't helping me sleep any better, so I stopped going. Some doors are better left closed. This was about 6 years ago. I was 22, working at a pizza place in a mid-sized city in Ohio. It was one of those spots that had been there since the 80s. Laminate menus, a phone number that ended in 40s, the faint permanent smell of oregano baked into the walls. The owner was a guy named Sal, who rotated through the same polo shirt in different colors and always seemed vaguely annoyed that the restaurant existed at all.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Despite that, I liked working there. It was uncomplicated. Make the food, answer the phone, take the deliveries. I'd been doing deliveries for about 8 months when this happened, long enough that the job had lost its edges. I knew the neighborhoods. I knew which apartment complexes had broken gate codes. I wasn't paranoid the way newer drivers sometimes were, double-checking locks, keeping one eye on their rear view. I thought that was excessive. I don't think like that anymore. It was a Tuesday in November, maybe 10:30 at night. The dinner rush was a memory, and we were in that dead stretch before close, mostly just wiping down surfaces and trying to look busy. Then the phone rang. Big order. Pasta, breadsticks, 2 large pies. The person paid by card, no advance tip, which wasn't a great sign. Sal looked at me. I was the only driver still clocked in. I grabbed my jacket. The address wasn't a part of town I recognized, but had only driven through in daylight. At night it was a different place. Streetlights spaced too far apart. Porch lights mostly off. I turned down the street and noticed there was no traffic moving in either direction. Just parked cars on both sides and a long corridor of shadow between them. I found the house. 2-story chain link fence out front. A side gate hanging open. The porch light was on, which I told myself was a good sign. I grabbed the bags, went through the gate, and knocked on the door. There was a pause. Then slow footsteps from inside. Then silence. Then closer footsteps. The door opened. I never really registered the man's face. My brain locked onto something else before it got that far. What was in his right hand? A gun. Black. Compact. Hanging loosely at his side like it was nothing. Like it was a TV remote. Everything decelerated. I became very aware of the bags in my hands. Of the cold air. Of how quiet the street was behind me. He asked if I was alone. I said yes. He stepped back and opened the door wider. I still don't know why I didn't run. The honest answer is that running felt like the thing that would make it worse. Like the gun would come up. So I didn't move. A second man appeared behind the first. Younger. Gray hoodie. Expression somewhere between bored and alert in a way that didn't settle right.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
He was holding a phone. The first man raised the gun. Not aggressively. Not with any drama. Just enough to make the direction clear. And told me to put the food down and hand over my wallet. I did both. He took the cash and my debit card, then paused at the wallet like he was deciding something. He handed it back. Then the second man stepped forward and held up the phone so I could see the screen. He pulled up the restaurant's Facebook page, the staff photo we'd taken at some summer cookout Sal threw. all of us standing in front of the building, name tags underneath. He pointed at my face in the photo. Then he pointed at me. Then he held the phone up close enough that I could see he was screenshotting it. He said very slowly that they knew where I worked. They knew what I looked like. They knew my name now. And if I called anyone, he would make sure I understood that was a mistake. I heard myself say okay. I don't remember deciding to say it. They told me to walk back to my car, drive away, and not look back. I did exactly that. I got in the car, pulled away from the curb, and drove. Not back to the restaurant. Home. The whole way my hands were shaking so badly I kept both of them white-knuckled tight on the wheel, just to hold it steady. I parked in the driveway and sat there for what felt like a long time. My mom was awake when I came in. She didn't ask anything. She just looked at me and said, "What happened?" Not a question. She already knew something had. I told her. She called my uncle, who came over inside of 20 minutes. The two of them sat on either side of me at the kitchen table while I got through it. My uncle was practical about it. He said the photo thing was intimidation, that people use it exactly to keep victims quiet, and that staying quiet was exactly what they wanted. He convinced me to file a report that night. What I didn't know was the same house had been on a neighborhood watch list for weeks.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
A woman two doors down had been logging activity on a shared community forum, noting cars that came and went at strange hours, times when multiple men she didn't recognize would be there and gone before morning. She already sent one post on a non-emergency tip line. When police cross-referenced the address from the report with her prior submissions, it gave them enough to move quickly. They hit the house the next morning. Two men were still inside. One of them was the younger guy in the gray hoodie. The other wasn't the man with the gun. That one was already gone. The two they caught were charged and eventually convicted. The one with the hoodie had a prior on his record and got several years. The other man I couldn't pick out of a lineup, and honestly don't know what became of his case. The man with the gun was never found. That was 6 years ago. The guy who held it on me, he's somewhere. Maybe still in the country, maybe not. His name is sitting in a police file in Ohio, alongside a physical description I gave best I could. Whether he ever thinks about that night, whether he still has that screenshot saved somewhere on a phone, I have no idea. What I know is that I quit the next day. Sal told me he understood and didn't push it, which I appreciated more than I told him. And I know that sometimes now, when I see someone point a phone at me in a crowd, or when a stranger glances at my face a second too long, something still activates in my chest. A leftover wire that got tripped once and never fully reset. The photo those men took was of a 22-year-old who thought the job was simple.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I'm not that person anymore, exactly. A version of him is still there, but there's something layered over him now. A wariness that wasn't there before. Permanent, I think. I've never done a food delivery since. I won't.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.